But right now, we've stalled long enough. Let's do this. Time for Second Chance Romance. Let's do this. Who do we have, Holly?
We have Keith on the line.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. How you doing, Keith?
I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm here, so everything's not perfect.
I mean, we could say the same thing, yeah. Thanks for doing that. I'm sorry.
We like to be honest sometimes. Yeah,
Keith, we're brutally honest. Yeah. We're barely here, too.
But we're here to help.
Yep. We're here to help you. And that's about, if you look at your cashback guarantee, that's the only thing we can really guarantee is helping. We don't know. We have, you know.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
That's about it. Yeah. Tell us your story. You went out with Brandy, right, Keith?
Yeah. I'm not really a dater, so I've been trying to put myself out there more. And I was on Instagram scrolling through some memes, and I decided to interact with some posts. And Brandy had a witty joke on there, so you know what? I was like, I'm going to comment on it.
Yeah.
And we started messaging. Yeah. And turns out we're both local, so I'm like, I'm going to ask her out. You know, let's get to know each other.
Yeah.
That's what I did. So, yeah, she's like funny. She's kind of like whimsical kind of online. So I was like, well, let's go to Can Can Wonderland, do some like mini golf and some games and drinks. And it was great.
Ooh, that's a great place to go on a first date.
Yeah, I thought so. We played a round of golf. We had some cheese curds. It was great.
Huh.
Yeah. So I don't really know. You know, she like kicked my butt at golf, but I mean, I mean
that's okay though, right, Keith?
Yeah.
You don't care. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I just, it was a chance to talk and get to know each other. And you know, finally, Brandy's like, really somebody I could see myself with, but I haven't heard anything back, so I'm kind of confused.
Okay. Anything weird, anything different, anything unusual happen, maybe at the end of the date where it would give you the impression that you were cooking with friend cookware? You know what I mean? You're friend zoning, anything like that? Any weird vibes you got?
No, I don't. You know, I gave her a hug. I thought that was appropriate. But again, I don't date a lot, but it seemed fine to me.
Okay.
Now, Keith, look inside yourself. We do ask everyone to self-reflect. And were you doing anything weird on the date? You know, that you think maybe Brandy didn't like? Like, were you using your golf club as a back scratcher? Or, you know, did you eat all the cheese curds and shove them in your mouth at the same time? Just stuff like that.
Too many boozy shakes.
Yeah, oh,
they're delicious there.
Yeah, I was on my best behavior, so I don't think so.
You didn't show her your Woody Woodpecker imitation or anything that make her think, oh, you're just nothing? Okay.
And after the date, you haven't texted her a million times to go out again, or
no? I texted her like a few times. I didn't not stalker level.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
Good.
No baby reindeer here. Okay. So, Keith, here's what we're gonna do, friend. We're gonna put you on hold, and you're gonna be able to hear everything that happens next. What is going to happen next is Brandy is on hold. She has heard nothing. She is hearing delightful Hubbard Broadcasting hold music, likely Coldplay right now. And she's been told that she's been nominated by a friend or family to be on our dating segment. She doesn't know it's about her or you. So hold on. Okay. She's heard nothing.
Okay.
Hold on.
Great.
Ooh, mini golf's a good first date.
Yeah. You know what?
Kinda, you know, have fun. Yeah. You can check it. Low stakes.
Yeah.
You know, have a little treat. Check each other out, you know?
Hit the ball in the dinosaur butt.
That,
perfect.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's really impressive if you can do that.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Goodness.
Brandy?
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you for doing this. We appreciate it. You're live. We got to tell you that right now. You're live on the radio. We okay. know this is unusual. This isn't probably how you spend Tuesday mornings. Am I right?
No, never.
Yeah. Well, you were nominated by, in this case, a friend, I believe, to be in this segment. This is called Second Chance Romance, and this is kind of like a reunion segment that we do on our Goofy show. And so that's the 411. Here's the little surprise for you. You weren't nominated by accident. You were kind of nominated on purpose because somebody that went out with actually you wants to reunite.
Okay.
How does that make you feel? How does that make you feel? Are you, does that make you nervous?
I'm a little nervous because I don't know what to expect.
Well, it's Keith.
Yeah.
Does that track, as the kids say?
That tracks. Yeah, okay. I remember Keith, of course.
Was he just mid?
No,
he was. That's what my dad used to say.
Oh my God, so Alexis. Hit.
For something meh. Just mid.
Brandy, did he have Riz?
No. Good question, Jason.
Thank you. Yeah. Brandy. Well, Lex is pulling out mid. I thought she was going to say mid drift. Right, I was like, you know.
Brandy, was Keith a neat guy?
Yeah.
What happened on this date?
Was he swell?
Why are you ghosting him?
Was he groovy?
Dude.
Brandy, the reason we're asking if he was mid was because it's our understanding there was no Riz after the first date.
Oh, you nailed that.
So was there a reason?
Yes, you guys are hilarious. Yeah.
We've never heard that one before. So thank you. So our bosses don't give us any positive reinforcement. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. The date was nice, actually. We went and played mini golf and we played some arcade games. It was actually a sweet first date. It was nice when someone tries to do something different. But it was, you know, it's very neutral. Nothing weird. I met the guy on Instagram after all, so it started out nice and I was excited, but there's always a but. Turns out Keith is one of those nice guys. Like, he's very frustrated that he does nice things for women but doesn't get enough appreciation for it. Mm. And you get a real victim vibe about the whole thing. I just don't want to hear about all the women who haven't appreciated you on a casual first date. You know, it just raised some red flags for me.
I get it. Well, but I'm not minimizing it. I'm not minimizing, but you can imagine, Brandy, we have heard everything from dude had creepy doll collection to dude opens, you know, eats with his mouth open. So, was that it? Was that was the deal breaker, right, Brandy?
That was it. To hear him talk about women like that and on a, you know, first date, you aren't going to fawn over a man and tell him how wonderful he is for taking you to mini golf.
Yeah. Well, you've been honest. We're going to be honest with you right back. Keith, you figured this out by now. Keith was the one that got us to get a hold of you. He's actually on the other line. Because he wanted to reunite with us, so, or with you, not us. He doesn't know us, but let's go ahead and put him up. Keith, say hi to Brandy.
Hey, Brandy.
Hi, Keith.
You know, Brandy, I am a nice guy. That's true.
Okay, I mean, a nice guy is great and all, Keith, but it seems like you have a real grudge about it.
Yeah. I mean, hearing you talk about how I came across, I get it. I could see how that'd be a red flag. You know, thinking back on it, I was clearly very nervous. It definitely came out sideways.
Yeah. And it just was a lot. It's like listening to you praise yourself and then crap on basically all the women in your past. just made me think that one day that's how you'd talk about me.
Mm. Yeah, point taken.
Mm. Okay, point taken. Okay. Okay,
whose turn is it?
I think it's Holly's.
Okay, Holly, yeah, go for it.
It is my turn.
Okay.
So, this is second chance romance, guys. Now, maybe with a little bit of understanding, a little bit of working it out, we've got a bunch of gift cards. We're going to sponsor your second date if you decide to go on one. And obviously, Keith would like to go on a second date with you, Brandy. Well, what say you guys? Are you, is this something that we can make happen for you?
I mean, I think I can make it right. I'd love to try again with, you know, this time with more self-awareness.
Mm. I'm sorry. I just don't think it's going to work out. I mean, just it kind of killed it for me. Yeah. Nothing else. Mm.
Okay. Really?
All right.
Hey.
Hey, yeah.
Well, look, we appreciate, Brandy, your honesty and upfrontness. Mm-hmm. And Keith, we appreciate you trying and giving us an email. So, guys, thank you both so much. You guys both have a really good summer, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah,
good luck, Keith.
Yeah,
good
now
luck.
You know
that,
Keith.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Okay, well.
There we go.
All right.
That wasn't so riz-orific.
Not really.
Ooh, you just killed the word right there, Jason. Riz-orific.
Oh, girl, I've killed it so many times.
It's like it should be a character on The Bold and the Beautiful.
That's right. I'm Sugar.
Riz-orific Jackson's back right. At it again.
Uh-huh.
He falls off the horse, but he gets back up.
I'm as dead as Sugar on Bold and the Beautiful.
A fan also who watches the show emailed us and told us what happened to her. I just saw it. Sugar was stabbed. She says, Nutter Butter storyline. How it was figured out wasn't Sheila before she was in a crematory. Her finance man, she wouldn't notice she had all 10 toes.
What?
What?
Because Sheila was presumed dead last year, she faked her own death and made it look like she was mauled by a bear.
You, Alexis, you're making this up.
I'm not kidding. Leslie emailed us. She cut off one of her toes as proof.
No, Alexis.
So they looked at her toes and there were 10 and they're like, that can't be her.
Okay, we'll talk about this on the other. Holly will get to the bottom of the missing toe. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
I keep forgetting to go to the bathroom every commercial break. Anyway, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's time for the Dirt Alert with Holly Roberts. Hello, Holly.
Oh, hello, Jason and Alexis. Well, I can't beat the drama that's happening over on The Bold and the Beautiful.
No.
Bear maulings, missing toes, back from the dead, laying on pavement.
Was she kidding about that?
I doubt it. I highly, highly doubt it.
They actually killed off a character. They stabbed her, but she wasn't dead because they identified her in the crematorium because she had 9 toes because the 10th toe was cut off because she faked her death and said she was mauled by a bear. Do yes. I have that timetable? Do I have that right?
Yeah, you saw the email, right, Jace?
Yeah, but...
That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
that she cut off one of her toes. So when her fiance or this man, finance man, went to see it, she had all toes. So he knew it wasn't her.
Yeah. And I'm looking at... I'm looking at a fan blog about the Bold of the Beautiful, and somebody wrote 14 hours ago, shockingly happy to see nine toes.
See, I mean, it's all about the details, guys.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Sheila Nine Toes. I mean, maybe that's her name.
I already loved this story, even though I don't watch Bold and the Beautiful. This has gone up 14 points, man. This yes. is the fact that there's nine toes involved, a fake bear mauling.
Oh my gosh.
A last minute reprieve from the crematorium. Come on.
Oh, it's so dramatic.
We are missing out.
We are missing out on the Bold and the Beautiful.
Yeah, do we need to start watching this?
I mean, maybe.
The character Bill said Sheila and her grubby little nine toes.
Leslie, thank you.
Thank you, Leslie.
Yes.
Wow.
The Bold and the Beautiful. The nice thing about that soap on CBS is it's only 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah.
Because I think I have watched an episode or two because my grandma used to VHS The Young and the Restless when she was on vacation and she was gone. And so watching those videos of The Young and the Restless, you'd get a Bold and the Beautiful in there occasionally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is so good. That is so good.
Whew.
Okay. Thank you, Bold and the Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your email.
We're going to take a 180, guys. I'm sorry.
Please, let's do it.
And the dirt alert. We're going to talk about Britney Spears.
Okay.
Sources over at TMZ with direct knowledge are telling the tabloid that Britney is in, quote, serious danger on both the mental and financial front, and is doing way worse than she was under the conservatorship. Now, sources over at TMZ, keep that in mind, say Britney is completely dysfunctional, and since the conservatorship ended, she has had no supervision, and according to that source, has radical mood swings that are, according to that source, shocking. Now, apparently, there are only a few people who are remaining in Britney's life who are saying that she's really thriving without this conservatorship. Now, a source said she had lots of freedom in the conservatorship and the restrictions were there to protect her. She's not protected anymore. Now, another Britney source goes to TMZ saying that they're angry about what's happened since the conservatorship ended, saying that she didn't get any justice, and especially concerning her finances, and that they're saying that she is in real danger of going broke.
Oh, no. Even after all of her memoirs did so well and the songs. I mean, Elton recorded us. Jason, you are killing me.
What do you think about nine toes still, Jason? You think about
the bear mauling?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Somebody just sent me an article from soaps.com.
What does it say?
In the headline is "Here we toe again." Here we toe again. Here's how we know Bold and the Beautiful. Sheila doesn't have one foot in the grave. Oh my God. I'm so sorry, Holly. I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
You started reading this very serious story about Britney.
Oh God.
And I clicked on this link. Somebody DM'd me. And
oh God.
The big bold headline is "Here we toe again."
Oh man.
We are clearly missing out.
We are missing out. Oh my Ooh. God, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Here we toe again. Oh God. Ooh. Oh, but Britney, yeah, disaster.
Oh God.
Oh my goodness. Oh. Well, they're saying, you know, to your point, Alexis, she's vacationing at the Brando, which is a private island in French Polynesia, and apparently she's spending close to $1 million each trip she goes there, private jets, hotel staff.
Wow.
And she goes every other month.
Oh, Britney. I somehow saw this train coming down the tracks, man. Anyway. More of these.
Let's toe the line.
150 reasons to love and be proud of MSP. Hey, everybody. It's Jace for MSP, the number one airport on list after list after list. But again, I don't need to tell you. You go there. You see it. I always try to throw in some tips in these commercials. And here's my favorite. Reserve your space in the ramp ahead of time. MSPairport.com. Also, reserve your space in the TSA line ahead of time. It will save you stress. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about the ramp being sold out during busy periods. And it's so easy. I did it at Terminal 2 one time, and I flew through security. Now, once you get to MSP, if you didn't reserve your space, make sure you look to your left and right. The security checkpoint wait times can differ by as much as 15 minutes. From ticketing to takeoff, MSP is the best. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Here we toe again. Right here on My Talk. I can't.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good.
Oh, it's totally hilarious.
Yeah. Get it? Get it? Totally hilarious. Yeah.
Oh man.
Okay. Well, let's do this. I did a TV taste test. I took one for the team. Ooh, on this one.
Sure did.
Yeah.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample? Give me a
just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
I didn't even know that they were doing this, but there is a new season of MILF Manor.
Uh-oh.
On the Learning Channel.
Wasn't this?
Take that in for a minute.
DLC. Yeah. Wasn't one cringy enough?
Oh, Alexis. Yes, it was. But now there's a whole new level of cringe. So now they're in Canada. There's a new collection of women in their 50s. One woman getting ready to turn 60, and a new crop of, there's six women and five men right now. I'm sure that will change. And these men range from 21 to, I think like 26.
Okay.
That's the age range of the madness on this, show. The women get to the house first and they start meeting each other. And the soundbite you're getting ready to hear is Barbie, former stripper.
Yeah.
And she's meeting another woman who's come into the house. And I wrote this down. Colin goes, you're going to run this. And I go, oh, absolutely. I am. Here's Barbie meeting another of the women.
Dated men from 29 all the way to 1 foot in the grave, depending on how much money they have.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm Jamie.
I'm Barbie.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. I'm looking for the coochie tingles.
Say what?
Men get the bonies and girls get the coochie tingles.
I hate myself right now.
Men get the bonies and she gets the coochie tingles.
You deserve all those coochie tingles. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Get it, girl.
So they are getting ready to do a challenge. So the men come, they get to the island, and then they get a message that they are to go to their rooms and change into swimwear, which for the men, it's just Speedos. And they are taken outside, and on the lawn, there are gallons and gallons and gallons and gallons of MILF maple syrup because it's Canada and that's what they're known for.
Oh,
here we go.
At the start, I was, disappointed that I wasn't going to be paired with Joey, but seeing Jacob in the Canadian Speedo, yeah. I mean, it's the, when I say, no pun intended, it's the full package.
Welcome to our first challenge.
Yeah, let's go.
If Canada is known for one thing, it's maple syrup. And you guys are about to get close and personal with it. Today is all about intimacy. Because if you guys get close physically, you can also get close emotionally.
On Who is that? Go,
each pair will work together to fill a giant jar of milk, maple syrup. Partners will have to pour the maple syrup onto each other's bodies and then move across the lane to transfer the syrup into their respective containers.
What? How did you get past
my son, who's in college, is actually going to kill me. He's in a fraternity in college and his life is over.
Oh my gosh. Ew.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are the young men on the show their children? Like the first one?
No, there's another twist. And that now here's a spoiler alert. I'm just going to give you a spoiler alert, everybody, for MILF Manor season 2. Would you two like the twists?
Yes, please. Okay. Yeah. Issue that spoiler alert, Jason. I want the twist. I want it.
Yeah. Here's the spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I'm not listening.
So the MILFs are outside at the end of the episode on the deck with the men, okay? And they're all having cocktails. They've dried off and washed off the maple syrup. And they're all sitting on the deck talking about, like, first impressions. And then Joey, the 21-year-old, spots some guests coming out of the house onto the deck. Here we go.
All of that. But I still internally feel young as f***.
What's that name?
Guys.
It's my f***. Dad.
What?
Oh my god, it's my dad. That's my dad.
Ew.
The fact that my dad's turned up is actually like blowing my mind. Like, that's probably the last thing that I expected to happen. Feels like a sucker punch. I'm in the ring, it feels like a knockout. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my god, they are handsome.
Oh my god, the dads are hotter than the sons.
Ew.
So the dads of the sons have arrived to compete against their sons for the women.
Oh my god.
Ah!
And the dads knew this signing up for it.
Yeah.
The sons didn't.
Yeah. And the women, oh my god, the visual, the women, when because they get the dads are really good looking too. And the women are like, oh, look at them. So that was the end of episode 1.
That's another layer of drama there.
Oof. So now the dads must go against their fight against their sons for the affection of the women.
Now, this premises versus the last time where they found out that their other women on the show will be dating their son. Which is worse?
I don't know.
Which is more entertaining to watch? I'm guessing this actual new concept would be much easier because it just feels like, you know, they're fighting against each other.
Yuck. But father and son vying for the same women.
Yeah, versus like you see your child making out with. Yeah.
But the dads are going to see their kid making out with Dorothy.
True.
And then the kid's going to see their dad making out with Dorothy.
That's true. So, yeah, they flipped it.
If you would like to watch this.
Are you going
to
watch more of this, Jason?
Oh
or
my
was
God.
One enough?
Did Colin rapture himself by the end of the episode? Were you sitting next to a pile of clothes?
I didn't want to bring the show. I didn't want to bring the show down, so I waited, but. Colin passed away yesterday.
MILF Manor 2 did it.
Colin, we lost Colin yesterday.
Pour one out.
Pour one out for Colin. He's gone now. And he was dying. Like the maple syrup challenge, it took him over the edge. That about killed him. So there we go. You can watch it for yourself on the Learning Channel, which is so funny to say. Yeah, it's on TLC.
Sarah calls it the Loser Channel. She emailed us. So ridiculous.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back, why Alexis wants you to check your wallet and...
Oh, you know, I'm a DIY queen. I do love to do things myself. But when it came to our bathroom, no way, Jose. I had to get the professionals in there. And I'm so grateful for Rebath. They make it so easy to love your bathroom. And I do still love my bathroom. It's been more than 3 years having Rebath out there redoing one of our bathrooms. And wow, it's what we needed. Brandon and Julie listened to everything that we needed. They were the designers. Josh and Joe came in, took care of business in 5 days. And they've got great warranties as well. It's a one-stop shop, so they make it very easy for you. They'll send a designer out to your home. They'll bring the hundreds of options available. You sign up at rebath.com, or you can stop into their showroom. It's in Apple Valley on Galaxy Avenue. It's newly remodeled, and you'll see a replica of the choices that Angel and I made in our bathroom. They remove, replace, remodel. We're not covering things up with liners and none of that. Don't worry. Rebath.com. Check out the beautiful, after pictures and sign up to have a designer come to you.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it.
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time.
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep the hot, hot. Keep the cool, cool. McDLT. McDLT. Hot beefy McD. Cool crisp LT. McD. LT. It's a good time. Hot beefy McD. For the great taste. Cool crisp LT. Of McDonald's.
Could be the best taste.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That's right, the McDLT. Welcome back.
Woo!
Jason and Alexis in the Mornings.
Did you ever have one of those? Hot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
No, it was worthless. This didn't really work. And it was like fine. It was a waste of packaging,
stay
too.
Stay hot, stay cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was worthless. Thanks for being here, everybody. Yeah, that didn't last long. I don't even. I think a couple of years, and then McDonald's like, please. That's just too much work.
Yeah.
Why should we check our $1 bills?
Look in your wallet. Check your dollar bills, y'all. Because you could have a rare one that could be worth up to $150,000.
What?
Yeah. Currency collectors in the United States are looking for a particular printing error that happened in 2014 and 2016. There are 6.4 million pairs of dollar bills with matching serial numbers, and only 9 have been matched so far.
Oh.
Now, I guess there's a database. If you have one of these dollar bills, and I'll tell you what to look for, that there's like 36,000 people who have posted their serial number, and if you can match, the beauty in this is that, or that makes it more valuable, is if you have a matched and graded pair of misprinted bills, that's where the money is. So what you're looking for on the dollar bill, the date located near the photograph of George Washington must read series 2013. It must have a B Federal Reserve seal above the serial number. And the serial number must end with a star and fall between 1 and 250,000 or 320,000 to 960,000. It's because of the different years.
Oh, okay.
There's a link up on our show page if you need the exact details of it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if what's the first that again?
If you got Series 2013 on your dollar bill, then go and check out. And it's also a quick Google, too. But I do have a link on our show page, too, so you can check that out. But right now, they've only, the misprint, I guess, they've noted that there have been 37 complete pairs identified so far. And then if you get those graded, which means you send them off to get a number up to 10 of the value of it or like the quality of it. And that's where the big money is. But that's crazy to think that there are so many bills out there with duplicate serial numbers. It's technically counterfeiting our own currency.
Oh, weird.
So it's this misprint. You know, there's a big thing in the toy business as well, where like they use a different color or a different shade of color and still printed the toy. And if it's carded, meaning that it's still in its package, that can fetch lots of money if there's a spelling error in the text and it's identified. That's another thing, too. There's collectors that just collect misprinted toys and, you know, some of the little pamphlets that come with it. It's big.
Oh, wow.
Wild.
So,
huh?
So a mistake can be rewarding.
Big time.
Yeah.
Especially the rarer, the better. And it looks like this dollar mistake here, rare. So.
Let me see if I have any dollars.
There you go. I know. Yeah. I don't have any dollar bills.
I have no cash on me right now.
I never
carry cash. Go to the drag queens.
Oh, well, yes. Drag queens everywhere.
Yes.
Servers, all sorts of people. You got those ones.
Check them out.
Check them out.
You're looking.
No.
Okay.
No.
Again, you're looking for Series 2013 on it.
Okay.
Near the photograph of George Washington.
Yeah, I don't have any. Oh, shoot. I'll look in my car. I keep some singles in the car, you know, just,
too.
Yeah, just, you know, on the off chance you need it for something, just a little just in case. But okay, Series 2013.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh,
there you go.
And then I'm going to go to that site and pick up my $150,000.
I'm here to pick up my $115,000. Yes, please.
Yeah.
So here you go. Take this dollar bill.
Yeah.
Only thing about that is that you have to find the match, right? And then you have to get it graded, which is a few $100s alone just to get it looked at by a professional.
What?
Oh. And then like with baseball cards and things, if you get them graded, it will come back in a sealed plastic container. And then it comes with a certificate as well. So you will have to put money up front in order.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. To like a Cabbage Patch Kid. You got the certificate of birth.
Well,
came
as
out
they
of
say,
the Cabbage Patch.
You have to spend money to make money. So,
yeah.
You know?
There you go.
So we'll look, everybody, every My Talker that's near their purse is looking in their purse right now.
Where is this?
Or they're looking.
2013.
Or they're looking for a missing toe. They're looking for two things.
Oh my gosh,
today.
Yes.
A missing toe. Or they're looking for a dollar bill.
Oh God. Poor Sugar.
Oh, poor Sugar. If you don't know what we're talking about, the Bold and the Beautiful just made our day today. Oh God.
Uh huh.
Mauled by a fake bear. Oh God. And they didn't discover it till the crematorium.
No.
It just.
Checked the toe.
It's the details.
It's that's the most daytime thing I've heard in a very long time.
Oh,
other than Marlena being possessed by Satan.
Yeah. Well, and they've been setting this up for years because that happened on the other show.
Yeah.
She pretended to be mauled by a bear.
Oh my God. So good. That's going to do it for us. Go out there and be yourself. Because nobody can tell you're doing it wrong, right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next. Bye for now.